WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? Like the world throws a curveball every day and you're scrambling to catch it? Trust me, I get it. Life can be a real roller coaster with its ups and downs, twists and turns. But here is the thing. How we respond to those challenges, those inevitable bumps in the road, that's what really defines us. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, staying positive and focused even when life throws its best or worst shot at you. Because let's face it, negativity can be a real drag, sucking the joy out of everything like a relentless storm cloud. But there's a secret weapon we all possess. Resilience. And that's what we're building today, a mental fortress that can withstand any adversity. So buckle up, because these 5 key takeaways are going to change the game for you. First off, reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, look on the bright side? It might sound cheesy, but there's real power in it. When faced with a setback, instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this, or how can I use this to grow? Think about it like a video game, every level presents challenges, right? But each time you overcome an obstacle, you level up. You gain experience, skills, and wisdom that make you stronger. It's the same with life. Embrace the challenge. Don't let it define you, let it refine you. Number 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now to think about 3 things you're grateful for. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee or the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant in your life. It's like hitting the reset button on negativity. Next up, cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to meditate for hours on end, though that can be helpful. It simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings as they arise, acknowledge them, and let them go. Think of it like watching clouds drift by, interesting, but not something you need to cling to. Mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the now, instead of getting caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. Now, on to number 4. Surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? Well, it holds true for our minds too. The people we surround ourselves with have a huge impact on our outlook. Seek out those who inspire you, uplift you, and bring out the best in you. And lastly, but definitely not least, take action. Don't let negativity paralyze you. When faced with adversity, ask yourself, what can I do about this? Even small steps forward can make a big difference. Remember, progress over perfection. You know that feeling when you're stuck in a rut? Like nothing is going your way and you just want to crawl back into bed and pull the covers over your head. Maybe you had a tough day at work, a fight with a loved one, or even just a strain of bad luck. It happens to all of us. But what separates those who thrive from those who simply survive is their ability to bounce back. Imagine this. You're walking through the forest and suddenly trip over a gnarled tree root, sending you sprawling to the ground. Ouch. Your first instinct might be to get up, brush yourself off, and keep moving. But what if you took a moment to examine the situation? You could look around and notice the beauty of the surrounding trees, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, or even hear the birds singing. Instead of letting the fall define your experience, you can choose to focus on the positive aspects of the moment. That's exactly what resilience is all about, finding strength in the face of adversity and choosing to see the bigger picture. It's not about denying that setbacks happen, it's about how we respond to them. Remember these key takeaways. Reframe your perspective, find gratitude in every little thing, cultivate mindfulness to stay present, surround yourself with positivity, and most importantly, take action. Don't let negativity hold you back from living your best life. So go out there, face those challenges head on, and remember you've got this. And if you want to keep the conversation going, drop a comment below or hit me up on social media. Let's build a community of positivity and resilience together. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.